It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You may think your love or hate of certain healthy foods is hardwired into your taste buds, but as it turns out, a lot of our taste for foods can be learned and relearned, and even as adults, we can use our senses to actually help us lose weight. And helping us do that today is Lisa Goslin. She's the editorial director of Eating Well magazine. So, Lisa, tell us how our senses are involved in what we eat, what we decide we like, and in our craving for certain other foods.
It's pretty interesting. You would normally think, okay, it's just all about taste, but it really is not. In fact, all five of our senses play incredibly strong roles in how we perceive and how we actually taste things.
So for an example, we all know smell. I mean, obviously, the first thing you walk into someone's house at the holidays and you smell their cooking and you smell what they're doing, and right away it makes you hungry for something with cinnamon or vanilla or, you know, something meaty. So tell us, smell, that's not the only one, though.
No, it's pretty interesting. Actually, you talk about vanilla, and vanilla actually does not have much flavor. It's really the smell of vanilla that creates the flavor in your mouth. So, for instance, if you're trying to cut back or eat a little bit less dessert, if you add vanilla or, as you say, light a vanilla-scented candle, you're probably going to eat less. Coffee works the same way. It's a very strong, rich smell and flavor. And we actually love to add coffee flavoring into different chocolate desserts so that it enhances it. We have a great one-bowl chocolate cake recipe. It's decadent and it has a whole cup of coffee in it. Or just simply make sure you have a really strong cup of coffee with dessert, and you'll find that your senses will be more satisfied and you'll actually eat less.
Now, what about, okay, so our vision. If we're trying to lose weight, you know, vision is about the worst enemy that any woman can have, because you see it on TV and you see the foods and these gorgeous and in your wonderful magazine, these beautiful looking plates. So how can we use our sight to trick us into something so that we can lose weight instead of saying, I want that big plate full of food?
We love color, and we actually do eat with our eyes. We enjoy things that have bright colors. But you can use that to trick yourself, too, into eating less. So, for instance, there was a study that showed how if you put a high color contrast between a plate and food, people will actually eat less. So, for instance, researchers put a pile of pasta Alfredo on a red plate and found that they ate less, because it's a white food, than if they served it on a white plate. In fact, they found that people who served white food on a white plate ate 22% more food than those who ate on a high contrasting plate.
So you want sort of to blend it in a little bit, so maybe it seems more bland and not as appealing?
Just the opposite. You want that contrast.
You do want the contrast.
You do want that contrast.
So you want to have as many, but of course that's a great way to eat healthy anyway, is to have as many colors
exactly
on your plate as you possibly can. Now, what about things like salty, sweet? So our taste as one of our senses, how can that help us to lose weight? I know myself, sweet doesn't do it for me, but salty does.
It's actually the combination of salty and sweet that play off of your senses. And there are actually some flavors or some foods that treat your taste buds the same way as salt might. And one of those is vinegar. It actually goes through the same pores in your tongue that salt does. So if you're trying to cut down a little bit on salt, try, you know, just adding a dash of vinegar. It won't taste the same. The other thing to remember, though, is that many people turn to artificial sweeteners. And those can be 413,000 times as sweet as sugar. And over time, your brain and your taste buds actually become used to these intensely sweet flavors. So the good news is if you actually start to cut back artificial sweeteners, you will probably start to lose your taste for them.
Well, I'm somebody who's opposed to artificial sweeteners anyway, because I think they're so unhealthy for us, and they do trick your mind into being able to think that you can do things that really end up to be dastardly. Now, where does touch as a sense fit in to what we can or can't do to help us lose weight?
I think it's more about texture when you're tasting something. And there are certain foods that leave more of a coating on your mouth. So think about how much flavor lingers when you drink a smoothie versus how quickly that same sweetness might go away when you drink soda. So you actually, you enjoy flavors and foods that have a little bit of texture to them. Same thing with crunch. That crunching sensation sort of stimulates your taste buds as you eat it.
Okay, so the texture, and you know, some people, Lisa, like or dislike foods based on their texture. You know, and they've learned that they don't like asparagus because when their mother made it when they were little, it was stringy or mushy. Or, you know, some people don't like okra for that just very reason. So can we change the way that those textures and or maybe memory fits in to how we can use those kinds of things to eat a healthier diet?
Certainly. I mean, it's certainly with foods like asparagus, you can cook it al dente, which means it's just very crisp to the touch. You can also often coat it with sesame seeds or with something that's going to give a little bit of crunch and probably add a little bit of nutrition to it. But one of the things that we have found is that you can also learn to like foods you might not normally like, largely through their smell. So, for instance, when you're talking about vegetable, cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower or Brussels sprouts or broccoli, people think that they taste bitter. But it's actually the smell that people are reacting to. And these are loaded with nutrients, they're loaded with vitamins, and actually the smell is there to keep animals from eating them in the wild. So what you should do instead is try steaming the vegetables. That will release the sulfur smell. However, you might want to do that in another room of the house than when you're going to eat them, because the smell will linger and you'll think, okay, I'm not going to like it. The other option, which I love, is to roast them. There is nothing better than roast vegetables. And what happens when you roast them in the oven is the cooking process enhances any natural sugars in the plant, and that counterbalances the aroma.
I absolutely love roasting. Roasting Brussels sprouts with onions and maybe some garlic cloves. Roasting root vegetables this time of year. They're so great to mix. People don't think of mixing root vegetables like sweet potatoes. Instead of mashing them up and making them sweet with brown sugar and butter, you just roast them, make them savory instead of sweet.
We actually have a whole section on our website, eatingwell.com, devoted to how to cook 20 different vegetables and different recipes for roasting them. And they're wonderful recipes for the holidays because they're very, very easy. And again, you're not getting that sulfurous odor in your kitchen or in your house.
Well, and a lot of people have not liked kale because it can be bitter and one of the superfoods of the world. And I found that by crisping it, by sautéing it, it retains its color. But you almost make it burnt, but not quite, but it's still green. It makes it almost like crispy chips, and I can have my kids, Lisa, they'll eat almost a whole entire bunch of kale in a very short fashion.
There is a kale revolution going on there, thanks to kale chips, and we have a great recipe for it with just a little bit of sea salt and some olive oil, a little bit of garlic, and they really are, I think, better than potato chips. And you're right, it's absolutely amazing. Kids will just eat them in bunches now.
And they retain their vitamins. I mean, do you feel that roasting vegetables is better than, say, you know, people used to boil everything or even steaming sometimes, but that it keeps those vitamins intact?
Well, the problem with steaming or boiling is that what happens is you lose the vitamins in the water. So when you're pouring off the water, that's where a lot of the good nutrients go.
Unless you're somebody who will drink the water, because that's always a nice, if it's a little salty and pretty and red from the kale or whatever. Now, so Lisa, tell people where they can find out wonderful things about your recipes and how your senses can help you to lose weight.
We have great recipes at eatingwell.com. We have a great story that's our November-December issue called Changing Taste, about all the different tricks. And there's one we didn't mention, sound. Play soothing music and you will eat less.
Play soothing music and you'll eat less. That's a great one. Nice, romantic. It makes you think of romantic dinners with candle lights. The website is eatingwell.com. This is Melanie Cole for RadioMD.com. Stay well.